Ann Coulter, The Swamp in Action. By Ann Coulter on June 26, 2019. Everyone else wants the names of the FBI officials who approved the unprecedented law enforcement dragnet against low-level Trump aides in the middle of a presidential campaign. I want the names of the staffers at the Republican National Committee who prepared Trump's backgrounders on potential hires for the new administration. I'm not interested in finding out who leaked them because I assume it was the Russians. When America is no more, future generations are going to want to know who murdered our country. Below is a random selection of the idiotic quotes from the RNC's vetting document on Kris Kobach. When President Trump was considering him for Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Instead of Kobach, who could have saved the country, Trump appointed a series of imbeciles, who managed to engineer the worst immigration crisis in the nation's history. If this cretinous document had anything to do with Kobach being passed over, then there are specific people whose names we're going to need. Quote. Immigration hardliner. The RNC seems to think hardliner means, supports current federal law. On the books, passed over generations by Republicans and Democrats. Negotiating compromises and getting their bills signed into law by a series of presidents in both political parties. Quote. Would you ever allow your support of policies that strengthen immigration enforcement? 2. Conflict with bipartisan compromise legislation negotiated by a Trump administration? Who wrote this question? John McCain? Jeb? Even after Trump won, the RNC proceeded as if nothing had happened and their goal was to pass a new Gang of Eight comprehensive immigration bill. They wanted Kobach to swear fidelity to a policy that had just been soundly rejected by the voters and their own party. Quote. Given your history of campaigning on immigration politics, do you believe you have an ability to strike the appropriate tone? Tone. Democrats routinely call Republicans racists, liars, warmongers, homophobes, haters, rapists, etc., but somehow only conservatives are ever accused of having a tone problem. Again, the RNC seems sublimely unaware of the entire 2016 election. Trump called Mexican immigrants rapists and won. But the RNC is worried about an erudite Midwesterner's tone. How's this tone? F. U. RNC. Quote. Kobach is credited with helping draft the controversial immigration law allowing Arizona state and local officials to check the immigration status of individuals they stopped. Controversial is what idiots say when they don't have a real complaint. But according to the RNC, supporting immigration laws currently on the books is controversial. I note that it wasn't controversial at the Supreme Court. Quote. Much of the law was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2012. The morons at the RNC aren't even familiar with the landmark Supreme Court ruling they're citing to bash Kobach. Dear useless, incompetent twits, the law, I mean, the controversial law, allowing Arizona state and local officials to check the immigration status of individuals they stopped, was upheld by a unanimous Supreme Court. Other parts of the law, not mentioned by the RNC or anyone else, were struck down by a divided court with dissents from Trump's favorite justices, Scalia, Alito, and Thomas. The RNC, much of the law was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2012. The New York Times, court splits immigration law verdicts, upholds hotly debated centerpiece, 8-0. I'm sure any person of reasonable intelligence could confuse unanimously upheld by the Supreme Court with struck down by the Supreme Court. Quote. Background, Kobach has advocated for use of a technicality within the Patriot Act that would potentially force Mexico to pay for the wall by holding hostage the millions of dollars that Mexican nationals in the U.S. send home to family each year. Holding hostage? It's known as the Treasury Department's taxing authority. Idea for the RNC's next policy paper. The Trump administration advocates for use of a technicality within the law that would potentially force taxpayers to pay for government services by holding hostage trillions of dollars that Americans spend on their families each year. The Kobach backgrounder is the equivalent of me writing the vetting documents for the Obama administration. Quote. Controversies. Kobach faced criticism for speaking at what some called a white nationalist conference. Holy moly. That's a blockbuster. I've followed Kobach's career for years, and I'm floored that the Harvard/Yale/Oxford graduate is consorting with white supremacists. Oh wait, I see. Here's the RNC's evidence. Quote. Kobach was a presenter at a writer's workshop last week for the Social Contract Press, a publishing house that the Southern Poverty Law Center includes on its list of hate groups under the category anti-immigrant. Anyone, in media, in politics, in casual conversation around the water cooler, certainly anyone at the RNC, who cites the SPLC as anything other than America's leading hate group needs to have his head examined. This is on the order of the NAACP using KKK literature to evaluate job applicants. Quote. During the campaign, Kobach's opponent tied him to white supremacist groups. Again with the white supremacist groups. Guess who this time? Guess. FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. A group concerned with, yes, that would be the principal assignment of department for which Kobach was being considered, immigration. In fact, FAIR is a little namby-pamby on immigration. Certainly compared to, for example, the Angel Moms, Bernie Sanders circa 2016, or, I don't know, the President of the United States. If FAIR is a white supremacist group, then Trump is the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Who at the RNC wrote this document? I want their names and I want them killed. Or forced to watch the Democratic debates, their choice. More likely, the nitwit responsible for this swamp manifesto will be appointed Trump's new DHS secretary,